This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Aleph Seif Dalet. Siman Kuf Aleph Seif Dalet. Yachal lehispalel b'chol lashon sheyirtzeh. You could daven in any language you want. You could daven in Swahili, in Japanese, in Chinese, or in a dialect of any of the above languages. B'hani mili b'tzibur. That's when you're davening with a tzibur. Al b'yachid lo yispalel b'lashon hakodesh. You're davening by yourself, only in Hebrew. V'yesh oimrim. Dahani mili k'sheshel tzrachav. Some say that's only when you make personal requests. K'gon shespalel al choyla. You're davening for someone who is ill. Oy al shum tzar sheyesh lo b'beisai. Or any other distress. Avol tvila k'vua la tzibur. But a set tvila. Afilu yachid yachal amr v'chalashan. Even an individual could say it in any language. So the first opinion holds that you could daven in any language. That's only b'tzibur, but not an individual. And the second opinion holds that even an individual could say it in any language. So in other words, the first opinion holds you could daven in any language, b'tzibur. But an individual can only daven in Lashon Kodesh. The second opinion, who is the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, they hold this restriction of b'yachid lo yisvalob Lashon HaKodesh is only when you're asking for your needs. But the regular tefillah hakfua b'tzibur, even an individual could say it in any language. So the regular Shemayna Esrei or the regular brachos, even an individual would be able to say it in any language. V'yeshoimrim, the af yachid k'sheshayel tzrachav. There is a third opinion, which is the Rush, that even an individual, when he's asking for his needs, yachal lishol b'chol lashon sheyirtzeh, could ask in any language, chutz milashon arami, except for Aramaic. So the first opinion holds that you could daven in any language. The only restriction is an individual. Individual always has to daven in Lashon Kodesh. Second opinion holds, no. The restriction on an individual is only when he's davening for his needs. But if he's davening the regular tefillah, even he could daven in any language. And the third opinion is, there are no restrictions. Even an individual who's asking for his needs, he could daven in any language. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'chol lashon. Nevertheless, o mitzvah min amuvchar hu davening lashon hakodesh. The ideal is to daven in the holy tongue. V'ayin b'simen samach beis sif beis v'mishnah Berurah sham. That the same thing would apply to benching, kiddush, berchas hamitzvahs, and halal. Mashik asal v'shem achorim b'zav. V'gam ayin b'tshuvas chasam sofer archaim simen peidalet upeibav sheherech b'kamarayis demash yetur l'svav v'chol lashayin hainu davka ba'akroi. The din that you could daven in any language is only upon occasion. Now, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that the din that you could daven b'chol lashon is if you daven the regular tefillah, but to make up your own tefillah, it is aser. So those people, let's say they only know English, and they're learning Lashon Kodesh, they should daven in English, in a translation that was written by Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Likewise, Rabbi Yashiv says that people from the former Soviet Union, so they should start off davening in Russian until they can learn Lashon Kodesh. Aval, okay. So the Chassam Sofer says to daven in a different language is only occasionally. Aval l'kbaya b'kfiyas t'midas u'lahamid shliach tzibur u'lashkiach Lashon Kodesh l'gamri. But to establish a set tefillah and to make a chazan to daven, blessed are you Hashem, you know, In the regular nusach, to have it, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, and the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. You can't do that. Ze'i'ef shebishamayfen. You can't do that under any circumstance. even though in Simenon Hei Siv Katan Aleph, if no one in the Tzibur knows Lashon HaKodesh, you could have a shatz say it in English. That's only by cry. Ein sham. Va'oid machmas kamu kamu tomim nechoichem harichu kol ga'oine azman. Also, because of many, many important reasons, the ga'oinim of the time spoke at length. B'sefer divrei habris. In the book divrei habris, v'eskimu she'isr gamar hulasus kein. That it's usher to do this. In fact, the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Masechta Soita, even if it would be a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to daven in German, the Chachomim could be ma'akaret l'migdar milsa. Certainly, there is no such mitzvah. Anyway, obviously, this is talking about back in the day when they wanted to change the nusach of davening to the vernacular, because their intention was this was a form of akiras hadas. To counteract the new groups that have brazenly come forth, and translated it into the vernacular. They skipped the bracha of gathering in the exiles, as it is known that the reform did not believe in the ultimate return to Tzion. Just like they want us to forget the memory of Jerusalem, they likewise want us to forget the Holy Tongue. Their hidden kavana is, lest we be redeemed in the merit of not changing our language. God should guard us from these falsifiers. But by the way, you always have to know the reason. Bizman hazeh, it's mamish lahepach. Anyone who's translating, nobody's trying to uproot in normal situations. They're people who they never had a Jewish education, and they want a daven. So for them, until they are able to learn, they would be allowed to daven in English. Let's say v'ayin beber halacha. Fine. The Ber Halacha brings from the Magen Avraham in the name of the Sefer Chassidim that it's better to daven in a language you understand if you don't know Lashon Kodesh. It's Muchach B'Sefer Chassidim, Siman Tavkov Peches, that's Dafka if it's translated by Yirei Shamayim and you want to do it to daven B'Kavana. But otherwise it's better to daven in Lashon Kodesh. The reason is because Lashon Kodesh has skulois, rabbis. It's the Lashon HaKodesh Baruch Hu speaks to his Nevi'im, like the Ramban says in Kisisa. And Chazal say, Hashem created the world, Lashon Kodesh. Like it says, Lezois yikare isha kime ish lukach hazois. And when Achin Gazel established the Tvila, there were 120 sages, and they counted for each bracha the words and the combinations of the letters with many secrets. And when we say it in the Lashon as it is given, even though we don't know how to have Kavana, but our tefillah goes kahoygen, because the words themselves are payal and their kedusha. Therefore, Dr. Pinchas, the Nefesh HaChaim, writes that a very powerful way of davening is kavana is really secondary, because the words themselves are injected with nuclear spiritual energy. So it is a special school, Nefesh HaChaim says, just to focus on unleashing the words. Mashal mahadavar daime. Imagine a guy is about to press the button on an atom bomb. Does he have to say, "Oh, I'm gonna unleash an atom bomb"? Ooh, let me focus my kavana. Hineni muchan, pal. Just press the button. The bomb will do what it needs to do. Your kavana is not adding any power to the word, to the bomb. So too, with the words of the tefillah, just focus on, Nefesh HaChaim says, picture the words in your mind and focus on unleashing the word. Kavanas perish hamilois is almost secondary to the word itself. Now, the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, there's a din, you need to be mechaving to the meaning of the word. But in terms of what the word accomplishes, your kavana is not being moisif koyach. The word itself is infused. Okay. In any event, Let's continue. So you could say in any language you want to hear. It's a v'hushi yavanois elashna aburiya. Now, here's my question. Let's say it comes to slichais. Between me and you, you have no idea what the slicha is talking about. Don't make believe yet. Yeah? Tell me if you want to take a test on it now. Okay? Should you say it in English? Mm-hmm. So now they're ganging up. Now not only Mendy, but Rabbi Yaakov also says you have to use interlinear slichas. Okay. I don't get anything on the slichas. Halavai should get something for, you know, just for my books, you know. But do you? Let's say like this. Should you daven slichas in English? You're davening with Sibur, right? So even according to the first opinion, you would be able to daven in English.
We're learning a halachas from an Esrei.
True. So kol shekein for slichas.
Slichas don't have that magic nuclear ingredient.
Sure they do. Ayin b'magen Avram, that when the Kalir composed the Piyutim, his soul went up to heaven, and the Malachim showed him the formula of how to compose, and the words themselves carry. So, L'chaira Kol Shekein, you should say it in English. Or, what I'm really getting at as Kol Shekein is, you better know what you're talking about, otherwise you're better off saying it in English. If you're just rattling off a Slicha at rapid fire, and by the end of the slicha, you don't even know the subject matter of the slicha. Well, no, oh, akeda. Yeah, it said on the top of the thing, akeda. But when it says shlishlia or shulamis, and that's the format, and you at the end of it, you couldn't even tell me what the subject matter was, then you really should have said it in English. And if you don't want to say it in English, then say like a third of it and know what you're talking about, rather than saying the whole thing and not know what you're talking about. As we saw in the very beginning of Chelak Aleph, here, let's go back for a moment. I want to turn your attention to Simen Aleph. Se'if Dalet, Toiv Ma'at Tachanunim B'Kavana Meharbois V'Loi Kavana. So let's say you have a choice. You could say all the slichas and not know what you're talking about, or you could say one slicha slowly, and every time the Chazan gets up to Hashem Hashem, you pause and answer. Avada, you need to do that. That's what you need to do. Toiv ma'ad b'tachnunim b'kavana meharbe b'loi kavana. I'm not saying you need to know the exact, precise taich of every single word, and if you have a difficult word, now you're going to go take out a dictionary for 17 minutes of slichais, but to know the basic meaning of the sentences of the slicha, l'chaira, you need to do that, and that's better than saying all of them. Okay, weiter. That is by Shemayna Esrei. By Shemayna Esrei, you have to say the whole thing. We don't apply the rule Toiv Ma'at BeKavana Meharbe B'Loi Kavana by Shemayna Esrei. We wouldn't say it's better to say two brachas of Shemayna Esrei with Kavana than 19 brachas without Kavana. No, we would say it's better to say 19 brachas without Kavana than 2 brachas with Kavana. You don't by Shemayna Esrei. You don't have a choice. By Berachas Krishma, you don't have a choice. By Psukei de Zimra, not sure. You also have to say the whole thing. For sure. Also, because Shemayna Esrei, you're halachically obligated to say the whole thing. By Berachas Krishma, you have to say the whole thing. You don't have. There's no chiyuv. I mean, you need to say slichos, and you need to say as many as you can. But slichos is begadar tachanunim, that's for sure. Yeah? Yeah, or forever hold your peace. Okay? Sif yodalad. Sifkan yodalad. V'hush yom na'as alashin al-buriya. Abba blashin ha-koydash. Yoytse afil enum even alashin. In lashin koydash, you yoytse even if you don't understand. Fine. Ella b'lashon hakodesh. Lefi she'ein malach yashes neskakin l'lashon aramis. In sif, this is going on. Only b'tzibur you could daven any language you want, but b'yachid you should only daven lashon kodesh. Why? Because malach yashares are not responsible to Aramaic. V'adin shalosh shaynes. They don't get involved in English. Chutz milashon hakodesh. So basically, when you daven on your own and you need someone to send up the tefillah, then you need to daven in Lashon Kodesh because the malachim don't even know what you're talking about if you don't say it in Lashon Kodesh. Avot Tzibur ein srichen melitz. It Tzibur does not need an advocate. Shehakodesh Baruch Ba'atzmai mekabel tefillasam. So the first day of holds, you can daven in any language provided that God is there directly. But if you need malachim, you can't. And some say that that's only when you're being shoyel tzracha. For example, ala choyla ratzolaymar shaloy b'fanav, not in his presence. The second opinion holds, when you're davening for a choyla, it has to be in Lashon Kodesh. But that's only if he's not present. Avo b'fanav, if he's present, shal choyla, mutter b'chal lashon, that kadosh baruch hu matzoy sham. We know God is found in the presence of a choyla. So in the presence of a choyla, you could daven in English. I want to tell you another important chiddush. You drove an hour to visit somebody. You schmoozed with him for 3 hours. You gave him a cake. You swept the floor. You left. Which mitzvah did you not do? Bikur cholim. Because you forgot to daven for him. Davening for the cholim is part of the mitzvah of bikur cholim. So before you leave, you should make sure you daven for the cholim. And when you do, you could do it in any language because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So tefillah is one of the required parts of the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam. HaKavua, the Kivin Shah Tefillah Kvula Tzibur, the second opinion holds that since the tefillah is established for the Tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, Poinei Le, God Himself turns to it, Afilu Shaloi Bizman Shah Tzibur Mispalin, even when there is no Tzibur. In other words, the second day it holds that even though there's no tzibur there and I'm davening in the corner of my living room, but since I'm saying the regular tefillah, Hashem Himself turns to it, even if it's a time that the tzibur is not davening. And the third opinion holds, even a yachad could ask in any language he wants, the sfir luhud, the malachim akim b'chalashen. The third opinion holds that the malachim took Rosetta Stone and they took Duolingo, and they learned all the different languages. Iraq she'in iskakin la'aramis. But they don't know Aramaic. As it's right, they haven't invented Rosetta Stone. There's no Aramaic on it. There's no Duolingo Aramaic. So they don't know it. But that's not the real reason. It's because shemaguna be'ineyam. That's disgusting to them. Because Aramaic is considered corrupted Hebrew. Therefore, women are allowed to daven in any language. By the way, to me, it sounds like this is a psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is passing like the third daya. Because of this third daya, that you're allowed to daven in any language, women daven in any language. So women, you know, traditionally, they would daven in Yiddish. Arami. Uvetzibur mutter af lashon arami. In betzibur, even Aramaic is mutter. Uvetze asi shaper ma'ada oimrim yukumperkon ubrich shamei betzibur. Therefore, it comes out good that which we say, yukumperkon ubrich shamei betzibur. Accordingly, if you daven in your own house, you're not allowed to daven any yikum porkan. So if you're davening in your house, you're not allowed to say even one yikum porkan. Now, what if you're davening with the tzibur and you're lagging behind? And while they said two yikum porkans, you said one yikum porkan. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you could say it even afterwards. You could even say the bakashos at the end of the slichos after the tzibur finished saying them, like machay umasay. You're now to say them biyachidus. That's another important halacha. If you're davening slichos biyachidus, you got to skip the Aramaic parts. Saying Kigavna and Ashkenaz Minyan. But you, when are you going to say Bamem Adlikin?
Learn it after the Shabbos Siddur.
What? You learn after the Shabbos Siddur. Are you allowed to say Kegavna in Ashkenaz Minyan? From what Reb Chaim Knievsky says, it's not a conclusive, because maybe what he's saying is that once the tzibur is allowed to say it, even if you're not mamish up to it, since the tzibur said it already, you have a, you could continue to say it.
Why does Art School let you say the first Yom Kippur Kun if you're davening the Yachid?
I don't know. I don't know. The Dersha brings from the Har Tzvi that the minute those who are noig to say the first Yom Kippur can be Yechidus are wrong. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'chein muchach ba'or zeruah agada b'hilcha Shabbos simen nun. And according to this, it gives pshat in a joke, but I'm not going to say it on the air, but if you want to hear it, you can hang on. 1 second. Okay. Rabbi Say, have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.